You're not to, I never milked any more cows.
Is that right? Well, what did your mother do with the milk after the boys brought it in?
Well, like I say, back in the early days, we had no refrigeration, but we had old-fashioned crocks. Ooh, they were heavy. I guess they were gallon crocks. And it was strained through just a, it was brought in and immediately strained. It never went from the bucket to anything else, went to the strainer, and then was poured into these crocks. Maybe two or three of them at a time. And then they were set out where it was cool on a shelf. Used right from the milk was used right from a crock. And then, of course, we always kept, it was more milk than we just used day by day. But if we had a lot of times for supper, we just have cornmeal mush. And my mother would bring one of these big crocks of milk in and just lift that cream up. You know, and each one of us got our poor ration share of the cream. And then she put, always kept all the milk together and it let it sour and get good clabber. Then we made cottage cheese. And we'd take them and we churned all the time, made our own butter. Oh, boy. The old-fashioned dasher churn.
Did your mother... Did your mother ever have a different word for cottage cheese?
Did she ever have what?
A different word for cottage cheese? What would she call it? Would your mother call it cottage cheese, or did she call it something else?
No, it was just cottage cheese.
Did you ever hear smearcase?
Oh, heavens, yes. We had smearcase all the time.
What is that? Is that different?
I guess it was just cottage smearcase. I know my daddy said, I want some more smearcase. It must have just been cottage cheese. But she made other kinds of cheese, too. Because it would, I don't know, it didn't never appeal to me, and I don't know much about it. Mm-hmm. We had a cellar when we started making that. And she'd put it down the cellar and let it get real old and whiskers on it.
I see.
But we made cottage cheese, and then we would drain it in a flour sack, hang the flour sack on the clothesline. And just let it drip dry, drain real dry. Mm-hmm. And then mix it with a lot of cream.
I see. Uh-huh. After the, you couldn't keep the butter very long, could you? You couldn't keep anything very long.
Oh, we churned at least two or three times a week. It seemed to me like every time we turned around, somebody had churn.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have to throw away any butter?
Uh-uh. Not with six children, no.
I see. What other...
We never wasted anything.
Mm-hmm. What other things did you make from the milk?
Old-fashioned rice puddings. That was one of the favorites. It didn't take anything but a cup of rice and a cup of sugar for that. We had both those days.
Mm-hmm. So would you just go ahead and tell me anything else that you remember about the different foods? For example, you mentioned different cheeses.
When we had company, especially when my grandparents came, we were Catholics, the whole family of us. And my grandfather, even after he got real, real old, he worked nights at the Kansas City Southern, and then he would come in at 7 o'clock in the morning and go to church, and then he would come over to our house. Church is still where it is, and our house, it was right handy, and then he'd come over for breakfast, and we wouldn't think of giving our grandfather breakfast without giving him a bowl of clabber, and it was fixed especially for our breakfast. Instead of a cereal, we just had a big bowl of milk put to one side, and that was let sour for clabber.